invite our next speaker to come up, and this is Dr. Colin Martin. Colin's head of the NHS Health Physics Service for the West of Scotland, based here in Glasgow, and he has an active interest in research into all various aspects of radiation protection and dosimetry, and is also a member of a number of IAEA committees and ICRP task groups. And he's now going to talk to us about an international study that's been carried out about models of optimising patient dose. Thanks.
Well, good morning. I hope you've had a chance to sort of visit some of the Highland and Scottish mountains. Well, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to look at a sort of more global situation with the how what we do in the UK and in Western Europe compares with what's done around the world. So a number of us got together and put together a questionnaire to try and survey practices. So the questionnaire contained information about the testing of X-ray equipment, patient dose surveys, optimization of practice. And it also had some things on the regulatory requirements and the arrangements in practice. But we sent it to medical physicists that we were in contact with or that we were aware of. So it's a sort of very selected group, but nevertheless we hope we can try and get some information about the different ways in which optimization is tackled around the world. So the questionnaire was in English, but we did get versions translated into Portuguese and Thai. So the aim was to collect views and opinions on practices. So we're not promoting it as a comprehensive survey. We didn't make any attempt to avoid bias, but we have 133 responses from 44 countries, and within that there's responses from 12 US states. And that's just a summary of the overall. So we have actually got quite big gaps, particularly in Asia. First of all, we asked about the mandatory requirements for X-ray equipment performance tests. What was this a requirement? Was it done through regulations or a license? In Western Europe, because of the way things have evolved, it's all through regulation. There's very little requirement for licensing. Was in other parts of the world, it's variable and there's not as complete a coverage. So for most places, it was either the requirement either in the regulations or in licensing. But in 7% of the countries that we covered, there wasn't a need for performance tests to be recorded or a mandated need. We wanted to see who was involved in carrying out the different things. Now, we know there's lots of different groups, and so this slide's a little bit complicated, but decided to split things up by continent, which is maybe not ideal, but I thought for this presentation it was perhaps the best way to do it. So we're looking at medical physicists within the hospital, private medical physicists, radiographers, service engineers, government personnel and university personnel. All of those might be involved. And the major group are the hospital medical physicists in Australasia, Europe, and the United States. If you then add to those the private medical physicist groups, then they are obviously by far the predominant group who do tests on the, or undertake tests on the equipment. The situation in Asia and Africa is rather more varied. There is medical physics involvement, but there's also sort of government personnel testing, and so many different groups. It's difficult to say how this may work sometimes, it may work, may not in others. So it's difficult to say exactly how that all goes together. But to summarize those results, in Western Europe and Australia, it's largely led by medical physicists. in the USA, Eastern Europe, New Zealand and Latin America. Because I've grouped Australia and New Zealand together, a lot of the things appear as 50% because Australia do things one way and New Zealand do things another way. But I think we get those differences across the world. The private medical physicists are more involved in those groups. Eastern Europe university physicists may be involved in that, the actual testing from the responses that I got. In Africa and Asia, a mixture of government personnel, engineers, and hospital physicists. And from most of the responses I got from Thailand, it was largely radiographers, but I know there is quite a bit of medical physics involvement there as well. So looking at the QA tests, these reflect really what is done in places where there is medical physics involvement. So 80 to 100% of the respondents stated that medical X-ray equipment is tested before use in Europe, Australasia, Asia, and Africa at these centres, the centres that we interrogated. But only 50% in the suggested that that was done clinically in America. Now, the group in the USA that I interrogated was the medical physicists in the legislature who oversaw that, because I couldn't get a sort of global picture from individual medical physicists in individual hospitals. 80% stated that the X-ray units were also tested periodically, although in Africa that was about 30 to 50%. And in Europe, well, Western Europe, Australia, USA and Latin America, those tests were supplemented by tests by the radiographers. Then moving on to patient dose, if we're going to carry out patient dose surveys, then we need a sort of benchmark in which to make comparisons. And so countries have been encouraged to set diagnostic reference levels for this purpose. So looking at the different continents and what the setting of or which have diagnostic reference levels for CT, adult and pediatric CT, we see again Western Europe is very strong on this. Eastern Europe is perhaps the next group. But in the other continents, we tend to do things slightly differently and perhaps are at this stage thinking of introducing diagnostic reference levels. I've got a number of responses saying that. So that's for CT. And then if we look at other examinations, the picture tends to be similar. Fluoroscopy is perhaps on the low side. Dental, I found in the US that, in fact, mammography and dental were the two groups that had the highest number of DRLs. So to summarise that data, few places in Africa had DRLs in place. Asia was varied. Australasia, again, New Zealand has DRLs and Australia does not. Eastern Europe is variable, but countries are introducing DRLs. Western Europe, most countries have. Latin America, Brazil have, but others don't. United States, it varies, and about 60% of states have DRLs for mammo and dental. So, surveys of patient dose. The responses indicated that about 60% of the countries had national reference levels for patient dose surveys. Had national requirements for patient dose surveys. So that's in the legislature, and it was the employer or the licensee in the majority of places that was given responsibility. Although in other places, the person who actually did them was identified, it was seen as the individual. But many respondents in other parts of the world said no one was given any responsibility to carry this out. The countries undertaking patient dose surveys, again, it's Europe that has focused more on patient dose surveys. So it both Western and Eastern Europe were the group that carried out most, then Australasia, and very few surveys carried out in Africa. And again, who carries these out? We've got the same groups again, the same colours. So hospital physicists carry out the largest number, and it's, that's the physicists based actually in the hospitals. If we add to those the private medical physicists, again, it's really those two groups that do the vast majority across most countries. But you'll notice those pink bars, which refer to university personnel. And in certain areas, certainly Eastern Europe, certainly Asia, and a little bit in Africa and Latin America, it's this link with the university who actually do the surveys of the patient doses. So we've got all these different groups acting together. Hopefully they're coordinated, but that's some of the questions we've got to ask. So most of those surveys were undertaken by medical physicists in Western Europe, Australasia, USA, Latin America, Eastern Europe, and New Zealand. It's physicists. In Eastern Europe, it's a combination of university personnel and physicists. In Africa and Asia, it's a combination of physicists and university staff again. But in Africa, Asia, and the USA, the government staff may also be involved in that process. Coming now to look at optimization. In order to optimize the exposures, we really need to take in the information from both the performance tests and the patient dose surveys. And there were perhaps a significant percentage that didn't seem to use the performance tests in the optimization process. And I think the non-use of the patient dose surveys is that partly or primarily because patient dose surveys aren't carried out as frequently in Africa, Asia, and Australasia. I didn't include the USA in that because I didn't interrogate the physicists on the ground in the hospitals. So for that data, it's Western Europe involves the medical physicist, the radiographer, and the radiologist, as does Australia. In New Zealand, it's the same, but the medical physicist is from a private organisation. In Latin America, it's private medical physicists, but we've got the university involvement again. In Eastern Europe, again, there's university involvement in the optimization. So hopefully, if the universities are linking in with the hospitals, that will be successful. But that's an important link that needs to be put in place. Other countries, as I say, from Thailand, the suggestion was that radiographers were doing or most of the optimization. Other parts of Asia, radiographer, medical physicists, and the government. In the USA, radiographers and medical physicists. So all groups acting together. But in 30% of the respondents in Africa and Australasia, they stated that there was no optimization performed. So I want to consider now the different patterns that we've shown. So in Western Europe and Australasia, these are very much led by the hospital medical physicist with radiography involvement. And I think it's that working together, that close link, which is important, which I feel we have in the UK and perhaps other parts of Western Europe. In the USA, Eastern Europe, New Zealand and Latin America, it's the private medical physicists are more likely to be the one who tests the equipment. But in some places, say Latin America, I know the number of diagnostic physicists is very small. So because of the way we've done the survey, our survey reflects the practice where there is medical physics involvement. It's difficult. This could be very patchy, and there could be hospitals up the road in other regions where there is very little done. The same would apply to Eastern Europe, where there's a lot of university involvement, but it's uncertain how wide the coverage might be. Thailand, again, it's radiographers who... And again, I know that there are medical physicists involved in Thailand, so I want to get a little bit more data from there. Africa and other countries, often government personnel and also the X-ray engineers themselves perform quite an important role. So the X-ray engineers are probably looked upon as the individuals going in and checking the equipment, testing the equipment before it's put into clinical use, which is they do in the UK as well. But we also have medical physicists who repeat and check those tests. So that checking process perhaps isn't in place. But you can only do what you have the staff available to do. So medical physicists based in the radiology facility, I think, who have a close link with the radiographers and the radiologists. So there's a greater opportunity for collaboration in optimization. I think that's quite a good model, but I'm biased because I'm from the UK. Private medical physicists have the potential to provide the same link, but I don't know how well this worked in practice. Hopefully it does. Radiographers, I mean, perhaps in some places where there are not the numbers of medical physicists, perhaps we should be looking a lot more in increasing the scientific training of the radiographers to get them to perform a greater role in the optimization process or have a greater understanding so that they can improve their role in the optimization process. And university physicists can contribute through the undertaking of patient dose surveys, but the researchers must ensure that the action is taken to complete the optimization process. I wasn't quite sure whether that was a number of minutes left or something. looking now at the requirements for successful optimization. I think there needs to be physics and scientific support, and how that's obtained, I don't know. In the UK, I think, as I said before, I think we've got a reasonable system. I think that same is true of much of Western Europe. I know in the state, well, from my interactions in the States, trying to get information, I think that in some places there is excellent support, in others there is very little. We need close links between the testing of equipment, measuring doses, and performing the examinations. And because the different groups in the UK are based in the hospital, we feel that we have that to quite a good extent. So basically, I think we need, for all the countries, to establish what is a good infrastructure to enable collaboration between radiologists, radiographers, and physicists. And then we probably have to take account of what's in place, the groups of staff in place in those different countries, and then build on that and develop knowledge where it's appropriate. And if groups outside the hospital are involved, such as university personnel, such as private medical physicists, then we've got to make strenuous efforts to make sure that there's good communication and feedback if we're going to achieve optimization. And we need to look at the provision of services to all hospitals, because I'm aware that in many places I've presented what's a good model in places where there are medical physicists, but hospitals up the road may not have it, and I think the services are very patchy. So thank you for listening. I hope you've had a pleasant stay in Scotland. I'd like to acknowledge various people who've helped to gather groups of people together to contribute to the survey. And also I'd like to thank all the persons who've responded to the questionnaire. And we are at the moment still collecting data and we're going to sort of publish it in one of the radiation protection journals later this year. So if anyone has data that they would be willing to fill in the questionnaire, I'd be grateful if they'd email me and let me know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Colin. There's a bit of time left. We've got a question here. If people would like to make any comment also on their own experiences, that might be very relevant to a presentation, I think.
Thank you. Just a couple of questions. I understood that you sent a questionnaire to several medical physicists around the world.
Yeah.
So of course, I mean, you recognize that, you know, the survey might have a lot of bias, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
We know that. Nevertheless, I think there are a lot of interesting information there. My first question is, when you ask to in the questionnaire to the medical physicists about who does the optimization process, who does the quality assurance program, et cetera, the question was addressed to his or her center or to his or her country as a whole? This is the first question. Sorry. And the second one is, did you try to separate the information whether the center was for private or public hospital?
I didn't separate the private and public hospitals. For the other response, I geared it for the hospital or the group of hospitals that were supported by that individual. There were certain countries where I just got a sort of global response, but they weren't included in the individual response. They were just included in the early ones about the practices in that country.
So we shouldn't talk about in that country is the situation, because it might not represent the whole country, you know what I mean?
I agree. It's we're really just trying to see what is done. And then, because I sort of realised visiting different countries that people do totally different things, and so we're just trying to get a really handle on the range of things so that we can take that forward.
Any more questions? Then over there.
Thank you very much for this very interesting presentation. I have a question regarding the slide where you present the 30% of answers saying that in Africa and in Asia, I think you say, they say no optimization is performed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, could you explain a little bit more, expand on that? What because it's surprising the answer, but maybe how the question was formulated, or can you comment on that?
The questionnaires were sent to medical physicists, so it was the medical physicist's perspective on that. So I there may very well be radiographer involvement at the actual coalface, which the medical physicist isn't aware of. And I'm sure that all hospitals have standard exposure factors for, they're adjusted for the different examinations. So I'm sure there is some degree, but as far as the medical physicists were concerned, there was no optimization. So it's probably the process of taking that further forward, looking at the dose, reviewing the whole process. That didn't seem to be occurring.
There's one last question over there.
Colin, I just wanted to ask, you'd mentioned that if radiographers were going to be doing more of the performance testing and QA, that they would have to have more in-depth scientific knowledge. Can you give me an indication of where the gaps are in their experience already? Or if you want to leave this till after the session,
I was thinking of this as countries where there wasn't medical physics involvement, because you need the sort of scientific background really to understand the physics of how the equipment's performing, and then the different factors when a new bit of complex kit is introduced. If you don't understand the physics and all the interactions, then you can't necessarily discuss on an equal footing with the application specialist and make sure that the best protocols are sort of chosen for performing those examinations. So I'm sure there's lots of countries around the world where there aren't lots of hospitals around there aren't physicists. And so I think that perhaps if that's going to continue, then there need to be specialist radiographers with this scientific background.
Thank you. I think we probably need to move on now. Thank you very much, Colin. And please, I would encourage people to get in touch with Colin if you would like to participate further in the survey to build up the amount of data.